Hello, everybody.
Hi, Tom.
And welcome. God damn it, Jonas. Not again. Not this time.
Wait, you said welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, you said hello. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
I've gotten so many complaints about this via email.
You've gotten no complaints about this.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Tom Brady. We have a very special guest this week from his own apartment. Jonas Schroeder's here.
Hey.
There he is.
I've been trying to come up with a name for the apartment, and I'm thinking apartment Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
I don't know.
Because it's different. I say apartment at the beginning of it.
That is different. You can't get sued if you put apartment in front
of it.
What
about apartment Studio F on the Sunset Strip?
Oh, there you go. What about apartment Orange is the New Black?
Hey.
If you just put apartment in front of things... It's not stealing anymore.
I just
apartment
run a women.
Men.
I run a women's prison out of my apartment.
Yep. There's apartment Dexter. It's Dexter, but I guess he already lives in an apartment.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Anyways,
I'm sorry. I just got an email that we're being sponsored this week by Apartment Law and Order. On NBC.
It's like all the characters are a little bit less successful.
A little bit.
Yeah. Actually, our sponsor this week is whatever I said just a little bit ago. It was, it's a new board game
mm-hmm.
called Don't Wake Stepdaddy or else he'll hurt us again. he drank a lot. He prefers to not be awoken. We actually have two guests this week. We have a very... very special guest.
Did you introduce me?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe
do,
you should
do you
fucking
do it again?
Listen for once. Jonas Schroed is
hey,
one guest.
Thanks for having me.
Actually, we've gotten a lot. Yesterday specifically, I got several messages of people who were like, you shouldn't call Jonas a very special guest if he's on almost every episode." It's like, actually, he's on every episode. You're not
except for the first two. I wasn't on the first two.
You're right. I forgot about this.
So when they say almost every episode, they're right.
Yeah. Somebody said every other episode, though.
Oh, yeah.
And fuck that.
Fuck that noise.
Because
that's my new saying. I'm trying to get that going.
Fuck that noise?
Fuck that noise.
I think that's somebody else's saying.
I know, but I want it to be attributed to me.
Sorry. There was a funny noise coming out of our other guest who we'll get to eventually. How's your day going there, Joe Nasty?
Not
your
too
day
bad.
Specifically.
My day today.
Today
I went
day.
To work. I worked out a little bit.
Hey.
And now I was home. I was watching some TV, and now we're doing this. So
okay.
Nothing that exciting. Tomorrow?
Gotcha.
Can I tell you about tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell me. What is it? What's tomorrow?
I'm going to go be a judge in a wine competition.
How does that work?
Despite my many years of working in the wine industry,
yeah.
I know nothing about wine.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be judging wine.
You know a lot about wine. Didn't you take some sort of classes?
No. Not at all.
Well, you know enough to like get by.
I guess. I can fake it. But like one of the criteria in a wine competition is, does this have a good varietal characteristic? Like, does this taste what a Merlot is supposed to taste like? I have no fucking clue what that's supposed to taste like.
Yeah. It'd be funny if you just, like, splashed it around your mouth and just spit it out and were like, that tastes really shitty.
Well, I have to fill out forms, so I'll do that. What was your biggest problem with this wine? Oh, it just tasted like a big bag of fuck. So
yeah, it's just, it tastes like, the other day, I drank some of my dog's piss.
I was going to say, has anyone ever
like
pissed
that.
In your mouth?
Have you ever had a dog just piss right in your mouth? But, like, this is bad.
But, like, a dog with, like, gonorrhea. So, it was, like, some really...
So, you could taste some hints. There are some keynotes.
I do not like what this meant.
I don't like this either. You know what, ladies? I know you're trying to party out there, and we'll get to it. As always, we got to knock out some stuff here. We got through our sponsors. And again, check out Country Bus. He's a simple Country Bus. You can, he doesn't have lights. It's candles inside.
Gas lamps.
Used to a simpler life. And also women can't vote on him.
Sure.
He just believes in the classic. He has classical interests.
Classical, is that what they're called?
Coca-Cola Classic. Women can't vote. anyways. Well, ladies, like I said, we're gonna have you guys dancing here pretty soon. But I've had a weird day. Like I said on the last one, I'm currently jobless because I'm transitioning between moving to Chicago, and so I've got a couple days left. So I've just been getting shit done. But today I had a Craigslist trade deal thing where I had to
sexually.
No, not today. I wasn't in the mood. Too much Craigslist sex yesterday. We'll edit that part out. No, anyways, I was going to buy this glass table, and I had to call this dude and talk to him, and I went out of my way. He lived over by the mall, and then I didn't want the table.
You're buying things that you subsequently have to move up to Chicago?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get them in Chicago?
Because it was cheap. It was a $20 glass table. The problem was it was too big, and I thought it was like a coffee table or like a side table, but it was a huge like dining room table.
And it was glass?
And it was glass.
Yeah.
So I showed up, and I saw that, and I had this weird moment where I was like, I don't fucking want this. I really
don't.
Was
it nice, though?
He was nice.
Should I replace my table here?
Was the table nice?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it was the guy nice.
Oh, I don't care if the guy's nice.
What if I told you he was hot?
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to sex up the podcast for these ladies. Again, really quickly, I just want to note, I know I said this last week, and I don't feel like it helped. Stop emailing me about wanting bigger dicks on the podcast.
It's really starting to hurt our feelings.
It's hurting our feelings, and it hurt Dave's feelings last week.
Because Dave has a big dick.
That's what the rumor
supposedly.
It's just offensive. Like, I know that you guys are trying to get worked up, but I mean, we can only provide that is what this podcast is about, but we're trying our best. I mean, don't listen if that's what you need, or you know what? We're going to keep trying. How about we just keep trying?
I'm up for,
I'm just saying, tone it down a little bit. You don't have to be so aggressive in these emails.
You already mentioned you want bigger dicks. We're working on it.
They're mean.
You can stop emailing.
They're mean.
About it.
And someday I'm going to read one. anyways, it's just a weird moment where I decided I didn't want the table. And now I got to stand in a garage with this guy and be like, I know that we both just went out of our way for this, but this sucks. And just leave. It was very uncomfortable. Have you ever done that before?
Not buying a table off Craigslist.
No, I mean like buying anything or like you were knowing you, like you were gonna hook up
with
somebody.
What are you trying to say, Tom?
I don't know. You're a real piece of business.
I've never sold or bought anything off Craigslist.
Okay.
That being said, that being said,
deals go awry.
There have been a couple times where I have answered or posted, who's to say, soliciting for casual sex on Facebook.
Oh, what? On Facebook?
On Facebook.
That would be so great.
I just
you accidentally post your anonymous thing on Facebook. Oh, shit.
All right, I'm going to do that now. Here we go.
Looking to fuck anybody.
Yeah, I try not to make a habit of it because it's pretty dirty.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry, there's no judgment coming from you. I just
no, clearly
so
not.
But did it go awry? Is that what you're saying? They showed up and you were like, actually, I just jerked off.
You're not far off. That's pretty close. That's pretty close. Yeah. We won't get into details. It's not important.
Yeah.
Let's get into some details. There was one time where it was kind of happening, and the guy's like, "You're just not into this, are you?" I'm like, "No, I'm not." He goes, "All right, I'm going to leave." I go, "Okay."
Oh, God. Do you see this person ever?
Yes.
Yeah?
I mean, we're not friends, but I'll see him like walking down the street.
Oh, man.
And he's supposedly not out.
Yeah.
But
people know.
I don't know. I don't know anything about him other than I see him walking down the street with people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "You're clearly gay." I don't know. Anyway, so that happened.
All right. Well, that Craigslist thing is the big highlight of my day. I visited some pets at the pet store today again. Went and saw some
You sent me a Snapchat.
I did. I sent you a Snapchat. Went to Plato's Closet. Mm-hmm. It's always... I hate Plato's Closet.
Because it makes you feel too old?
It makes me feel old, but it's almost like an insult either way. If they take my clothes, I'm like, oh, fucking teenagers wear my stuff. Or if they don't take it, it's like, fuck you. These clothes are good enough. I don't know. And then they give me $10 for some shit. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
But it's like I was going to throw taken it some, away anyway.
We're probably pretty
no,
close.
No, but it's all clothes I wouldn't wear. Like stuff that my mom gets me that she has no idea what I wear. So she'll buy me like ripped up jeans and shit.
Yeah, sexy.
And she bought me like these, I want to say that they were like Kenny Chesney brand shirts or something.
What?
I don't think he has a brand. But like that, like his style of shirts where they were like really country.
Like cowboy
type
shirts?
Shit she'd buy me. But
oh,
no,
he
no,
wears like t-shirts,
right? No. I meant like both. Like Affliction type shirts and also these like country, like Henley tees that aren't my style. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just not anything I would wear.
Right.
But she bought me the skinniest ripped up jeans last time she bought me clothes. And she was like, just try them on. So I tried them on. I couldn't stop laughing. I think I really upset her. So
that's why you don't buy like
sorry,
clothes or shit for people.
Yeah, I'm also just really picky. I have enough trouble picking out my own shit. I don't need anybody else.
That's why
clothes.
I don't buy people. Like if I go get lunch or something, if you're like, oh, go to the salad bar and get me like make me a salad. I'm like, I'm not gonna make you fucking salad.
Yeah,
because I'm gonna come back with the torn pair of jeans that you're gonna hate.
Well, I don't think that's
well, probably not that.
Right, I know what you mean.
Yeah, just don't buy shit for other gift cards. That's why God invented gift cards.
But it is nice.
Sorry, that's why Gaia invented gift cards.
Gaia.
That's the something.
Is that a fruit?
I don't know. Yes, yes, it is.
Yes, man. No, what was I gonna say about? Here's the thing though, when somebody nails it, you're like, oh, that's great. But it's just so rare. Yeah. Like when they nail what you want. If you've been dating someone for a while, they kind of get you. Your
have you been dating your mom?
Yeah, I mean.
It's not going well?
We used to F. All right. Jonas, anything else going on in your life besides your day today and tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
No. Nope. Nothing.
We
nope.
have guests
not
today.
A thing.
Not a thing.
Nope.
We have a guest today that has inspired my next topic.
Tom, you've just been talking to me for 13 minutes now.
We have another guest, which I mentioned earlier.
Oh, you said inspired me, so I assumed.
No. Okay. No, the guest didn't inspire me, but it. This guest brings to mind another topic of conversation.
Okay.
Because I'm going to give you guys a little hint. Our guest today is a pretty famous female rapper.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, one of the things I wanted to do, one of the many things I wanted to do was be a rapper. I honestly thought I would have this career when I was a kid where I would somehow be a country singer and a rapper and an actor and in the NBA. Hey,
sure.
And some form of a ninja.
Right.
Not ninja, like, you know the movie Speed?
Yeah.
I wanted to do coke. No, I'm just kidding. No, I wanted to be Keanu Reeves from Speed. He was the closest, he was the first actor who I ever saw who looked a little bit like me because he's kind of tan. And so I was
he's
like,
half
so
Asian.
That's what I'm going to do. I know, but I didn't know what I was.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that you're not. You're
yeah,
not
I'm half Indian, so sorry, ladies. I don't know what that means. Anyways, yeah, I wanted to be a rapper, but I also didn't want to be dirty, so I thought I'd be like a friendly rapper. And I rapped. I hope I haven't talked about this on the podcast already. If
I
have, we
think
can edit
so.
It out. I used to write lyrics. Where, because you know how rappers are like friends with each other, like they'll have other rappers on their tracks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would rap as if I was friends with people who I wasn't friends with yet. So all my raps would be talking about my best friend, Will Smith. I'd reference him and, like, let him take a verse, but I wrote his verse, and he'd be talking about his best friend, me.
Tom Brady?
No, not Tom Brady.
Do you have a rap name?
What's Ace Brady.
What an asshole.
Anyways,
you douchebag.
What was your dream career?
I don't know. I always liked, when I was a little kid, I liked country. So I was going to be a country,
right?
Country person.
Sure.
And then, it was always like based in music, probably.
Yeah.
Like acting, which I never acted ever in my life.
Of course.
But it was usually music based, and it turned into like Bob Dylan eventually, and then like the band or the Beatles or something like that.
Sure.
Just, I learned how to play guitar and I can kind of sing, but other than that, I am nowhere near being any sort of, you know, having...
Well, that's why these are childhood dreams.
Musically violent. Oh, no. You actually, this is like last week.
Yeah, well, you actually do play music, though.
Yeah, just not well.
You do well.
I play with other people that are good.
Jonas's band, The Hot Carls, plays pretty regularly at the farmer's market.
We'll put our single at the end of this episode.
All right, I guess. Anyways.
No, even as a kid, I wanted to be... Actually, no. I wanted to be Rufio from Hook.
From Hook?
Yeah.
They've been talking a lot about him on Douglas they movies. Have.
But, like, they had, like, swords when the movie came out that you could buy.
Sure.
And I had Peter Pan's sword.
Yeah.
And it had, like, a bell in it, and it would ding and shit like that.
That's the lamest...
I just pretended that I was Rufio.
Having a sword is pretty cool.
Yeah, and then I learned how to fight with swords for real.
You did. You kind of like lived your life in a way that you kind of followed your dream.
I'm kind of a poor man's version of my dream.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, in this economy, we're all a poor man's version of... Never mind. I tried, I guess, to follow my dreams in that I tried to make the basketball team every year, which we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah. And I didn't try the music stuff, except for that I practiced singing on my own every day, which I think most people do.
Sure.
But I thought I was really putting the work in.
I had, when I was like in daycare, I was friends with the person that ran the daycare. I was friends with her son.
Mm-hmm.
And we both had like football helmets and jerseys. And I had like a Dolphins helmet and a Dolphin jersey. No clue who is on the team or anything about the Dolphins. Yeah. And then I kind of imagined myself as like a superhero crime fighter, but I'd walk around like as a 6-year-old, not like imagine I was bigger, but like a 6-year-old who wore a football uniform and fought crime on the mean streets of Bloomington, Indiana.
I like that. Yeah. Those are pretty important dreams we both had.
They've really shaped me.
I see that. When did it all become ruined when you chose to be gay? Anyways.
When did you decide to become a second-class citizen?
All right. You know what? I think it's time for us to bring on our guest right after this short break. I'm going to get another beer. We are back on Girls' Night. Hope you guys were able to dance to that last rhythm.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and introduce...
I want to go ahead and say I'm sorry for going, yeah.
I apologize for Jonas doing that as well.
Thank you.
We'll have a moment of silence. And now we'll edit that moment out. Our guest this day is pretty big. This is a big get. Ladies and gentlemen, Missy Elliott is here.
Hey.
Welcome to the podcast, Missy.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Wow, you sound much different than I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. Would. I don't. Really
I don't mean
know
to
your
come
word,
out right out of the gate with that, but I've never. I guess I've never talked to you before.
You know, that's the first time I've actually ever heard that.
What? Really?
I mean, I think that. Okay, so mostly I deal with industry insiders, and they understand that you have your rap voice and then your real voice. This is what I really sound like.
I guess. I don't really know a lot of rappers, like, personally, besides, you know, DMX. But, like, I don't really know any really personally besides, you know, Will.i.am. Yeah. And
well, you know, the funny thing is most rappers don't actually think of DMX or Will.i.am as rappers.
Really?
Yeah, no.
What are they considered?
It's hack.
Like folk artists?
Yes. Folk artists.
Okay.
No.
Hack? So you think of them as hacks?
Well,
now, why is that?
When I mean, maybe I'm a little bit of a snob. I am, after all, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
That's true.
I've got a whole bunch of platinum records, and, well, I don't know. I don't think that they do.
Well, all right. Okay. I'll go with you on that. That's a good point. Mm. If you don't have any platinum records, you're not a rapper.
DMX doesn't have any platinum records?
No. And you know what else? Neither one of them have had Timbaland produce, like, all of their records.
And yeah, none of them have had their thing flipped around and reversed it.
Sure.
Missy, what brings you to the show today? I mean, I have a feeling I know, because you've emailed me before about the show. I know that you're a listener.
You know, okay, this, I don't want to be too preachy.
Okay, so,
but it's,
let's move on.
All right, we'll move on. What's our next segment?
Listen, you don't just cut off Missy Misdemeanor Elliott like that.
Oh, we're so sorry. We thought you said you didn't want to do that.
It's called Girls Night with Tom Brady.
Sure.
And the girls, myself included,
right,
me, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott,
yeah,
I love this, as do all girls and women.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you.
And I was talking to some of my girl and women friends, and we all agree, why isn't there a woman on this show yet?
Are you the first female?
Yeah,
had
this
on?
Is the first female.
I'd like
that
to
we've
point
had.
That out, and
well,
it's about time, guys.
Honestly, I mean, I haven't received any emails from women saying they all the emails. And can I hate to put you on the spot here, you were one of these emails clamoring for bigger dicks on the show. You sent me an email that said, "Look, you and Jonas aren't packing enough heat. I can't hear your dicks moving."
I want to hear some meat swinging between those legs. That's what, when I'm going through the iTunes, me and all other women for that matter, the main thing we want to see, we don't want to see stars. I want to hear in my head what that meat is going to sound like swinging between those knees. It's got to get at least knees.
That's
right?
Fair.
That
all
seems,
right.
That
I mean,
seems,
that's tough.
I think. Unreasonable.
That's pretty
almost.
Ridiculous.
Well, maybe for you, but hey, I have my pick of the litter. I am, after all, Missy Elliott.
Misdemeanor Elliott.
Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Missy, who are your idols in the game?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, as a trailblazer like I am, I've got Salt and Peppa.
Sure,
they're
Salt
great.
And Peppa's here. Salt and Peppa. They're playing in the back room.
I like Queen Latifah. She's great.
Sure. Living single.
Mm. And,
bringing down the house.
Yeah, all of her movies.
She's a rapper?
Way better than her
Last
raps.
Holiday.
God.
I love Queen Latifah.
You really know it. Really? I actually think she's delightful.
We should have Spencer on to talk about Queen Latifah.
Spencer?
Yeah, let's get Spencer on the phone. Missy, thanks for coming.
Whoa, hey, hold on.
Hey.
I feel like while we've got Missy in here, we should ask her the pressing questions.
Okay, that's
fine. Like, Missy, sorry to make this personal, but in that song where you say, put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it, after that, you then say, it's yo flippin' it for game, wham.
Oh.
It's yo flippin' it for game, wham. What are you saying there? What's that about? What's that mean?
I think you're mishearing it. It's more like, I'm never gonna flip it.
Okay, but what does that mean? What are you trying to say?
It's a metaphor for, Great things you do with those big old meat
titties.
Swinging titties. Sometimes it's titty meat, sometimes it's dick meat.
Oh, I think that's a new song. Did you just is that
wow,
a preview
you
of your next?
Down,
well,
you break out the song at every moment.
I've been
you
on hiatus, but it the music weeps out of
you
my
can't
pores.
Help.
That is true. You've been on hyenas lately, and I don't. I was wondering about that because I read it on the internet Missy Elliott's been on hyenas, I was really curious.
A lot of rappers are on hyenas these days.
Is that like code for safari or something? Is that the name of your next album, Missy Elliott
racist.
On hyenas?
Yeah, that's a little racist. Now I'm a little uncomfortable.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Simba?
Where do you find hyenas? Unless you're going to like a zoo or something.
Are you saying I belong in a zoo?
No.
It sounds like that's what you're saying.
No.
That sounds pretty racist, Jonas.
Jesus.
Hey, Tom.
You're the one that brought up hyenas.
And you're the one who said Missy Elliott should be in a zoo. So who's racist?
Professional advice from one superstar to another, Tom. You need a new host.
What?
Co-host. Special guest.
Yeah, I don't have a co-host. I don't know what you're talking about.
Tom's flying solo on this thing, man.
This is my show. It's Girls Night with Tom Brady. Featuring special guest Jonas Schroep.
I do have very fine ears. So I'm, a recording superstar and all. I thought I heard the Tom Brady song in the beginning, mm-hmm. and then there was like a whisper in the background. I was like, Jonas Schroep.
That does not happen, I don't think. I did write another song.
I think you should take another listen to it. I think someone's trying to sabotage you.
I'm gonna check it out. I believe you're
good ears.
Missy, as a musical superstar, I feel like you can give me some advice on this song I wrote for the show. It goes like this. It's like another theme song if Jonas were to be on every episode, which obviously isn't the case because he's not on the first two episodes. But it goes like this. This is Girls Night, and it's with Tom Brady, and it's his podcast anyway. And then it goes, that's the first verse. And then it's like, it's his podcast, and it's for the ladies. It's his podcast for the Girls Night, and it's with Jonas.
We lost the thread of that.
How did we go? It was and it's with Jonas Schroep, and it doesn't even matter that he's gay. It's a girl's night, and it's with Tom Brady. It's a girl's night, and it's with Tom Brady. What do you think about that?
I like it. I like that. So first of all, it rhymes, and we all know that's the most important part for a song.
Sure.
Gay anyway, and then you rhyme Tom Brady with Tom Brady, which is very daring.
Sure.
That's
It is daring. I was trying to make a statement about the music industry as a whole. As a whole.
It really comes through. As
a whole.
That's the thing I've laughed hardest to.
You're going to get the explicit content label.
That's fine.
You gotta be ready for it.
I hope so. If we didn't have it, I wouldn't consider this a real podcast. Not to make a statement, but all you other bitch-ass podcasts out there... You aren't explicit. You're wasting your time.
Why even do a podcast if you're not going to be explicit? You understand.
I understand, actually, and that's why...
Because that's real fucking life, man.
Watch your language.
I'm sorry.
It's real fucking life. And if my raps don't represent the streets, how many units do I want to move at Walmart? I don't care. It's all about representing the streets. And women, some woman.
I feel like you are representing the streets. Why do you want to represent the streets, though? Are you from the streets?
Because I'm from the streets.
Okay, which street?
The tough streets.
Oh.
Mean streets. Mean streets. Mean streets.
What was so mean about these streets?
A
lot of bullies.
A lot of bullies.
Kids stealing marbles.
Which mean streets?
Virginia. I'm from... a place in Virginia. It's I would rather not talk about it because it's
personal.
It's too personal.
I see.
I'm on hyenas. Look, now you have me saying it. It's called hiatus for a reason.
No, he said hyenas. You said hyenas.
I may have said that. Look, I'm not.
Look, we're all upset that you're on your hyenas. But we wish you'd come back. But I want to hear more about these mean streets.
Well, they're mean streets. And
were the streets literally mean? Like that you'd walk down the street and they'd be like, "Hey, fuck you, asshole."
Streets would be like, "Hey, fuck you, asshole." They'd beat you up.
Hey,
to take your lunch
money.
I'm
being a street over here. Quit stepping on me.
That's exactly right. You'd actually have to walk on the curb. If you're in the street itself, you're gonna get a beat down.
Do they not have sidewalks in Portsmouth, Virginia?
None whatsoever.
That's weird.
It's a terrible place. I left it for a reason.
People never talk about the mean sidewalks. It's always mean streets.
Sidewalks were great.
What about the sidewalks? I come from the sidewalks.
What are you doing always in the streets? They would say, Missy Misdemeanor Elliot. And I'd say, well, I'm experiencing real.
Sure.
You off on the sidewalks there, kid.
Sure.
You got it so easy. It's all high and mighty, 5 inches higher than me. What's that all about? Here I'm experiencing things. I'm living things. I have stuff to rap about. What are you doing? I don't know.
No, there's
I see what you're talking about.
There's a shipyard in Portsmouth, Virginia, the Norfolk Naval Base or Naval Shipyard, right? So your father was a Marine. Were you stationed on the Naval Base?
Did you just Google during the goddamn podcast?
No, I Wikipedia.
Never fucking, yeah, okay.
Were you stationed on the Naval Base?
You know, actually, I feel like I should storm out of here right now. Because you didn't know anything about... You had to look that up.
Please,
quickly,
please do not storm and or thunder out of this room.
So help me God.
Because we need this. This is a real ratings grab. We're falling in the ratings. And I think it's because we've had Jonas on so much.
I did my research beforehand. I looked at the Nielsen podcast ratings. I know you're talking about a 5 share right now.
Sure, yeah.
I don't usually do podcasts that get anything less than like a 20 share, 25, okay. 30 share.
All right, well, we appreciate you helping us out. And I know that you only came on because you're such a fan.
Because, exactly. I came on here because I'm such a fan, first of all. Mm-hmm. Second of all, make a point. Put some more women on this thing.
Sure.
Yep, well, that's all my point.
Yeah. I got a question for you. What was your first rap like? When did you do it? What got you into it? What made you want to do it? And what was your first rap?
Well, my dad was a Marine, and he'd come home from Marine work, and he'd say how tough it was. And so I wanted to make him happy. Sure. I wanted the approval.
That's, so you talked about, so you rapped about fucking all the time?
I've rapped about fucking everything that moves. I'm 4 years old here. My dad just can't contain himself. He loves it. And that song.
Wait, what? He's dancing around.
He's loving it. He thinks it's weird. He knows that he's got a special talent on his hands.
Your dad's in some weird shit is what you're saying.
I'm saying he was pretty effed up for a Marine. Do you mind if I use my language?
That's fine.
Fucked up.
Oh, that language.
Oh
no, we mind about that.
Yeah, we're going to edit that out.
There
are little ladies who listen to this podcast too.
The name of that's, I know everybody at home knows, the name of that song was Work It.
Sure.
I wrote that when I was 4 years old.
Oh, you wrote it that young?
Well, the first draft.
That explains it's your flipping if you can't win. It's just gibberish, right?
It's child. It's, you know, we had our own hip lingo in the streets of Newport, Portsmouth. Look, I was testing you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am, Missy Elliott. I know where I'm from.
And I got to tell you, your confusion with your own background combined with your voice that doesn't sound what I expected to be. It's a little bit suspicious, but...
Here's the thing. You mentioned we don't have enough women on this podcast.
I did, yeah.
You look a little mannish, just a little bit.
Hey, I think that's kind of offensive. First you said she should be put in a zoo. Now you said she looks like a man. Next you're going to say that she looks like all the others.
You know, I'm gonna jump in here on my own. I'm a little offended, but I understand. I am wearing my signature puffy coat. It's tough to see my feminine form.
That's true.
But yeah, I'm offended still.
I'm
not going to let you continue down this road, Jonas.
Okay.
Because you're offending our guests.
I understand.
Don't have it. I know that I kind of started it. I did.
That's fine.
But
I apologize that I kept it going.
The blame on
I'm
Jonas.
Such a fan, I can look past that, Tom. I'm such
no
a fan.
No one would be this big of a fan.
You know... Right now, you can
Missy Elliott. She looks like a man. And she's like, you know what? I love this show. I'm gonna stick it.
I'll be honest. I'm such a big fan of the show. You could shit in my mouth, and I would. This is it.
Oh, so you've listened to other episodes?
I believe you don't
Jonas
shit in every podcast guest's mouth.
That's true. Well, there's bonus episodes that we haven't aired yet.
Yeah.
That's why we bring Jonas on. He's the mouth executioner.
I don't like being accused of that at all.
This might be the last episode. I don't think we're going to be allowed to podcast anymore. See,
these are the sorts of stories my dad would come home from on the base.
Sure.
This is what I grew
he
up
would,
with.
He would have a rough day of being on a podcast where they offend him.
In the Marine pod. You think this is tough? Marine podcast. That's a tough.
They just yell at you.
It's so goddamn mean.
The boot camp podcast where they just scream at you. Oh, boy. All right. Well, do you have anything you want to spread to the world, Missy?
I love to spread my dope rhymes.
Sure.
And fresh. Mm-hmm. rhymes.
They are very fresh.
You know, if I had to, oh boy, is this the plug section? I mean,
it can be. Sure.
Let's say, I'm on hiatus. Hyenas.
Sure, you're on hiatus. They're carrying you to what town?
Well, that was the country bus that took me here, actually.
Oh, you rode on the country bus.
I did ride in the country bus. So, yep. In the back.
Well put.
And, that's, you know, in the back. That's
sure. That's the one flaw to country bus. He's a little backwards, but it's like cute.
I found
it's nostalgic.
His charming racism totally overwhelmed his abhorrent sexism. Totally fine. Totally okay.
He was like, "Where's your man?" I'm country bus.
And then he gave me the eyes.
No women without a man accompany them unless they let me look at them. I don't know. He's country bus.
I did let him touch him up underneath my puffy jacket.
Whoa. Oh, don't put that. Don't you accuse country bus of a thing like that. Don't you say that, Jonas. I watched you winding up a dirty word.
Listen, I held back.
I've taken enough flack from you, whoever the hell you are.
I'm a special guest.
You're both special
guests.
Why am
I in trouble?
Can't we all be special guests? I wish I could be a special guest.
You know what? It's my podcast now. Well, like everyone to welcome my special guest, Tom Brady.
Now we're going to lose all the listeners. Anyways.
I've already unsubscribed on iTunes.
Oh, God. Look, Missy, so where are you going to come back from this hiatus?
You know, I don't really know when I'll be back from hiatus. So, you know, in the meantime, I'll say there's a promising, this is going to sound very strange because, you know, I'm a big time, big deal rap superstar. I live in probably New York now. I don't really know. I fly everywhere. I'm all
sure.
around the world.
Okay.
On hiatus. So I'll say there's this guy, he tells jokes in Bloomington, Indiana. His name is Phil Nista. He has a Twitter. I think it's very funny.
Wait a fucking minute. Are you Phil Nista?
No! I told you.
Has this
no!
been Phil Nista the whole time?
I told you he looked mannish.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, no. No, Phil Nista's not black. All right.
All right.
Never mind. We're good.
That's good. I'm glad you could.
Wait a minute. Are you Phil Nista in blackface?
This is gonna ruin me.
No,
you caught me.
No, this is Missy Elliott. We're gonna stick with that.
All right, Missy Elliott. You would have ruined him if you thought that was really him, and that would have been a real shame.
But wouldn't it have been terrible if Phil Nista showed up to your apartment dressed up in blackface, like, "Hey, I'm ready to do a Queen."
No, this is audio.
Missy Elliott.
It's see, that's the sort of thing that I think I'm gonna blame this quote unquote special guest Jonas. For
wait, what am I being blamed for?
What Tom just said. The thing that you had no control over because it sure. came out of another person's mouth.
I understand. It's sure. probably my energy, my vibe that I'm giving off made what's your name? Tom, dude.
All right. Well, as Missy Elliott was saying, check out at Phil Nista on Twitter.
That's a good idea.
He's great. Also, check out at Missy Elliott's Hyenas on Twitter. Yep. I don't think that's live yet, but it will be soon.
It will be.
You can look up pictures of Jonas's dick on Craigslist.
I don't post pictures on Craigslist.
Do you have anything else you want to plug there, Nasty?
If you post something on Craigslist, I'll probably send you a picture of my dick. So anybody post things on Craigslist.
Cool.
Misconnections.
Do you have anything else? You're at the attic soon.
Yeah. Right? When are we planning on releasing this one?
Probably not till Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Maybe next Sunday.
I'm going to be hosting for Maryland Rice Cub this weekend.
Hey, you are?
Yeah.
That's exciting. So Jonas will be at the Comedy Act all this weekend. Unless we release this early, you probably won't.
Probably won't see it,
hear it. But you'll probably we could still.
You
post
can ask
about
me
it.
About
you
it.
Can tweet
afterwards.
About it. As far as me, again, I'm moving to Chicago next week, so I'll probably just be all around there.
Get the fuck out of my town.
Hey, you said that last time.
Did I?
So by the time this comes out, I should be in Chicago. That's weird.
Yeah.
Ooh. So check me out there, I guess. And my Twitter's Tom A. Brady. Okay, we're going to end today with a reading of a Craigslist post that Jonas found that's pretty fun. It's a misconnection, correct?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I wasn't looking for myself. I want to make that very clear.
Oh, what were you looking for then, Jonas?
I was looking for something for the podcast. It wasn't...
Thank you.
It wasn't for me.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, what you got?
All right. This is a Craigslist misconnection.
Oh, Phil Nista just walked in.
Oh, hey, Phil.
Hey. Hey, Jonas.
Thanks
how
for
you
joining.
Guys doing?
Missy had to leave. I'm glad that you were able to... Come on in.
Were you excited to meet Missy Phillips?
I would have.
Missy Phillips.
Had I known, I would have hurried my ass up over here.
She just plugged your Twitter too. That's weird.
Oh,
I didn't know that you
man.
Guys were such good friends.
She, you know, I saw a limo take off down the street just as I was coming up here.
Yeah?
Yeah, that must have been her.
That must have been her. It's too bad you guys didn't get to catch up. She seems like she was a big fan.
You have no idea. Me and her, we go way back.
That's weird she didn't tell you that she was going to be here then.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, well, you know, she got all Hollywood on me once that success hit.
I understand.
She still plugged your Twitter, though. That's nice.
That was really cool.
Well,
sweet.
Phil, you can listen in with us. We're just wrapping up here. Jonas is going to read a Craigslist post that he found while he was cruising for D's.
All right. Craigslist misconnection. Title, Monroe County Public Library last year, M for M, which means male for male.
Sure.
Does anyone remember a dude who used to go to the library and hang out? I thought I heard him called Peachy. Not sure about that. He was tall, black hair, kind of husky, tan complexion.
Wait, tall? Oh, okay, never mind. I thought you were saying tall, black hair.
Bad hair.
He's tall, black hair, kind of husky, tan complexion, and really great eyes. Hot as fuck. Doesn't sound... It's somebody near the library.
Okay, sure.
He was always watching porn on the computers. And then he would go to the restroom and jerk off. He had a really nice dick.
Very polite.
How did this person see his dick?
I have no idea.
All right.
I wanted to blow him so many times.
Oh, my God.
Not to be confused with the other called Peaches. Tall, skinny dude.
There's
not
a peachy
him.
It says in all caps.
Yeah. Husky. Oh, that's you great. Like that husky Peaches dick.
Look, fuck you, Peaches. I already told you no. I'm looking for Peachy.
You know, there was Peaches that looked at porn and jerked off in the bathroom, and then there was Peachy that looked at porn and jerked off in the bathroom. I'm looking for the Peachy guy,
right.
not the Peaches
yeah.
one.
And then there was Peach Cobbler. There was Peaches and Cream.
Yeah. Peachy would be in the computer lab looking at porn. Peaches was just out on the floor looking at porn.
Okay. Was that all of it?
Yeah, that's the
end
of it.
Oh, God, that's great.
So, you know what? I hope you find love, man.
I hope you find your peachy love.
Yeah.
Me too.
Although, I can't even tell if that's what he was looking for. Sounds like he just wanted to blow that dude.
Yeah, kind of that's what it sounded like.
Still curious about...
Still hope he's successful.
I hope so, too. And, I hope that provides a deeper message for our listeners. Go ahead, Phil.
I don't mean to interrupt, but when we wrap up, can I get a ride to the library?
Hey, Phil Nista. Follow him at philnista.com.
philnista.com.
/Twitter. Is that right?
Anyway. There's an underscore in there somewhere, but who knows?
Google Twitter at philnista.com/org. And that's going to do it for today's podcast, everybody. Thanks for listening, and I hope you all find your peachy. Have a wonderful girls' night. I couldn't find quiet, and I went out in the rain. I was just soaking my head, torn right on my brain. Somebody said you disappeared in a crowd.